Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Earthlings. I'm Jason Perdue, and I thank you for joining me on this Sunday evening, March 29th, 2020. We are the only news channel following the breaking news of a global alien invasion. Let's recap. Individuals throughout the world have reported seeing unidentified flying objects in the sky, as well as green, gray, and reptilian-like creatures. And just a few days ago, there was an intergalactic battle taking place right here on our own planet. In a panic, individuals have hoarded toilet paper and cleaning products while quarantining themselves in their homes and fear that the global alien apocalypse may be finally upon us. I'm joined this evening by our group of incredibly intelligent expert reporters throughout the world with firsthand accounts regarding this alien invasion who have been following this story for the past week. So, for the next 60 minutes, we'll speak with these reporters and experts to bring you the latest on the invasion. This is Alien Invasion News. And as a reminder, you can call into the show by dialing 516-590-0964. That's 516-590-0964. Let's go to our reporters. First, we're bringing in Lori in this. Can you tell us what's been going on in your area for the past 48 hours?
Thank you. Well, it's calmed down here quite a bit. I did take a little walk into the actual village of Ellington. Actually, I snuck in through the trees. It appears there's about a platoon-sized group of, these are the reptilian aliens. That means there's approximately 30, 50 of them. Hard to get a count. They seem to just be patrolling around the town. I saw absolutely zero residents there.
That's incredible. So you're saying that you're seeing aliens just strolling around the town?
Well, not randomly. They're staying in like their little squads, you know, about 10, 15 of them. In groups.
Okay, and what do they seem to be doing?
Trolling.
Okay.
But no residents, nothing.
All right. Let's go to our correspondent in Jamestown. Jen, last we knew you were witnessing an epic extraterrestrial battle. What's the latest now?
Right now, there are no aircraft in the sky. However, we have, they're walking amongst us on the ground. All the people seem to have disappeared from out in the city. There don't seem to be too many animals either. And it looks like they're starting to go to buildings now and possibly flushing out people to take them.
Okay, interesting. So they're going to... between different buildings to take people?
Yes, I've seen them taking people out of some buildings and that are, you know, people that are hiding. Everybody's taken to hiding because it was discovered that it truly was a trap having the weight bench out there. It was luring people in and they quickly learned that it was a trap.
Okay. All right, Jen. Let's go to Andrew, our correspondent by Lake Erie. Let me see if we have Andrew on here. Let's pull up Andrew. Andrew, what seems to be going on in your area?
Well, it appears that everything seems to be calm right now. I'm by the lake right now. So far, it seems to be normal. All of the all the water is calm except for the occasional wave. But wait, what's this? Something appears to be coming out of the water. Oh man, it's big. It's black. It's got these. Oh my god, it's like a giant. Like a giant alien spaceship just came out of the water. It's got all these glowing lights and, well, it just flew away, but oh my goodness. This giant alien spacecraft just came out of the lake. I don't know how it came out of the lake. It seemed to be very large in size.
That's incredible. So it appears we do have to be some, we do have some extraterrestrial craft, at least very, very, very far north of all of us. Right along Lake Erie. Incredible. Andrew, stay with us. We'll come back to you in a minute. I do have our correspondent, Matthew, who is currently with taking some calls on a different station, but we've been able to link in with him today, which is good. Let's go here. Let me look at this real quick. Okay, yes, we have Scott. We have Matt here with a Scott chance. Scott, go ahead.
Hello. I think someone's trying to break into my neighbor's home.
Okay. What is your name, sir?
Scott. Scott Chance.
All right, Mr. Chance. Can you tell me where you're calling from?
Yes. California, Long Beach, Seawind Drive by Westminster Boulevard, 719.
Very well. Mr. Chance, are you currently looking at your neighbor's home?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm staring right at it.
Can you please relate to me exactly what you are seeing, Mr. Chance?
Yeah, I can. Jim, that's my neighbor, Jim. Jim Duggan. He and his wife left for his parents-in-law just yesterday. They live in Texas. He'll be gone for like a week, so he gave me the key to his place because he's expecting a delivery tomorrow, and he said he's got no one to be there for it, so he asked me if I could do it, and I said yes. Now, I was just outside having a smoke, and I was just walking inside, and I noticed I was looking at his living room's window. I could see it from my porch. The curtains are open and everything, and I saw something move inside. So I waited for a little while to make sure my eyes weren't playing tricks on me, and sure enough, not even 10 seconds later, I saw a silhouette moving across the room. And then a few more seconds later, it happened in the upstairs bedroom.
All right, so it appears that we got Scott looking at some stuff going on in his neighbor's house, I guess, in California. That's a little bit concerning. We do have with us our Florida correspondent tonight as well. Let's check in with Aaron in Florida, who we haven't heard from in a few days. Aaron, what's going on in Florida?
Well, so far, we don't have any more spaceships floating around, but I'm beginning to see people going, hello?
You're good. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm beginning to see, looks like aliens are going door to door, and I don't know if they're trying to be like, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses or what. But so far, that's what I'm seeing so far.
All right, Aaron, do they appear to be handing out any kind of leaflets or religious material? Or
I can't really see exactly what they're doing because they're kind of far away at the moment.
Okay.
I might try to see if I can get a closer look, but, you know, I just want to be careful and make sure I don't... disturb anything, because I've been hiding and stuff like that because, you know, we had an all-out, what seemed to be a sort of a war last time, so.
Okay, let's check back in with Lori in the sticks. Lori, you know, everybody seems to be hearing or seeing things regarding these beings going door-to-door, and then our correspondent at Lake Erie saw a ship come out of the water and take off. What's going on in your area?
Well, the ships have left the air. There is no sign of any type of aircraft of any sort. I should note that I saw a lot of the homes in the village of Ellington. The doors were left open. So I don't know if they've taken everybody that has been in them, but I was in contact with Sally from Arkwright via the Hamway. She's ETL 442. she claimed there was a large roundup of individuals happening there, going door to door. She said it was almost, could have been about 800-900 of them. That'd be almost be battalion size. Not sure why they'd need that many in Arkwright, but
that's crazy. So it seems like they're taking people. I know Aaron in Florida was stating that he saw them going door to door. He thought they might have giving out leaflets or religious material. And then our caller that called our sister station talking about the possibility of somebody in another home. Let's go back to Andrew, our correspondent by Lake Erie, and see what he has going on. Andrew, you said you saw a ship recently and it flew away. Any other activity there where you're at?
Well, yes, I was leaving the scene of the incident. I was walking up the sandy pass, and I had my other dog with me. The other dog, the pug that was not the not the pug, the one that was eating the other dog. And I was walking up the pass, and all of a sudden these figures come out of the trees, and they're aliens. They come out of the forest, and next thing I know, they don't talk to me. They just walk up to me. They push me away, and they take my dog. They just, no explanation, no conversation. They didn't make any alien noises or anything. They just shoved me away, took my dog, and walked back into the forest.
That's pretty terrifying, the fact that they would take your dog. I wonder if anybody else, Lori, are they taking animals there in Ellington as well, in Arkwright as well?
I have not physically seen it, but there isn't a bird in the sky. There are no dogs. I haven't seen my cat in 2 days. He was kind of scrawny. I can't imagine he'd make a good snack, but apparently they're indiscriminate in what they'll eat.
Okay. Let's check back in with Jen in Jamestown now. Jen, what do you have going on there?
Well, I kind of went in for a little bit of a closer look to see if I could see anything. And they are taking people from buildings. They're sweeping the buildings. They're just taking anybody and everybody they find, and all the animals, too. They're like little pissed-off old people.
And do they seem to be handing out any religious material, any leaflets or of any kind, or trying to sell Girl Scout cookies? I know Aaron in Florida said they were going door-to-door, and he wasn't sure.
Yes, they seem to be going door to door, but I don't see them handing out anything, but they are asking questions. It's one of the reasons why I got closer, because I'm trying to hear what they're asking.
And are they speaking English?
Some of them are, amazingly, but I can't quite make it out. I want to say that they are still looking for the Iron Barbarian, and we have located him, but he is in hiding with his animals.
Okay, I think there's a general consensus now that Iron Barbarian they were speaking of the other day could perhaps be Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want to bring in our 80s correspondent, Lori, now to talk on that issue. Lori, let's bring you in. I know that the discussion the other day was around the possibility that the Iron Barbarian could indeed be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you still believe that?
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Iron Barbarian. We all know,
Jen,
that
I think it's important that we let these extraterrestrials know that was just a movie.
I agree.
Okay. Let's check back into Florida now with our Florida correspondent who said that some of the extraterrestrials may have been selling Girl Scout cookies. Aaron, what is going on there? Are they selling anything or handing out religious material? What do you see right now?
Okay, well, we got a weird turn of events. So when I went for a quick walk, and so just to check out what else was going on. And as reported, I'm seeing like doors that are left open. So I'm beginning to wonder whether they're being abducted or not. I'm not seeing any
terrible
stray cats. The weird thing is I'm not seeing any stray cats. Like, all the stray cats have disappeared.
Well, we know our correspondent by Lake Erie, they took his dog. Let's check back in with him and see if he has any more news for us. Andrew, anything else on your end?
Well, I have indeed noticed a lack of seagulls in the sky. Around this time, they are beginning to repopulate for the summer and spring. And I haven't seen any. They were around just yesterday, but I haven't seen any seagulls or any hawks or any, you know, and I haven't seen any birds. And actually, one of the aliens, which I can now confirm is a gray alien, it came back to me. It returns my dog, which I'm pretty sure is not my dog, considering the fact that it's made of green slime now. It gave me a pamphlet. It gave me a pamphlet, which might indeed be religious material. And oddly enough, it is in English. The title reads, "The Basic Guides to Alienism," by an alien name.
Well, that's really interesting. I want to tune in or connect with our extraterrestrial religious correspondent, Lori, who is in Ellington. Lori, we're hearing reports that one of the aliens may have given our Lake Erie correspondent religious paraphernalia. Have you heard of alienism? What could that be?
Well, after hearing his report, my front door, and I did find a door hanger. Speaking of alienism, it was more of a join and be saved, or be exterminated, become a pet, or lunch.
I do know that our correspondent in Florida is familiar with dark sermons and whatnot. I do want to bring in Aaron now and see if he may have any idea. Aaron in Florida, do you have any idea what alienism may be?
Do what?
All right, cancel that. Let's go back to our correspondent, Fornia, who was with Scott. I guess he still has him on the phone, and there's some awkward things going on where he's at. Let's bring in Scott.
Stay inconspicuous.
Okay, I will. I don't see anything in the guy's house. All the lights are off. Nothing's happening. Susan, what the? There's a light in Susan's house. There's a light inside one of the bedrooms.
Do you see anyone inside?
Oh, I can't see anyone. But the light, it's flickering. Looks like it could be a candle.
Are you sure it's actually coming from inside the house? It could just be a reflection of something.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's definitely inside one of the bedrooms. It's just dancing around inside there. That's a candle, I'm sure.
All right, it seems like Scott may be a little confused about what's going on in his neighbor's house. I do want to bring back in Lori. Lori, what is going on in your area now in Ellington?
Well, right now I can hear, which is slightly disconcerting, I can hear Debbie Gibson's version of Venus. I'm not sure what's happening, but I would guess that aliens are approaching my house. I'm going to maybe make my way out to the barn. That way they won't find anybody in the house. Actually, it's my mistake. It's Bananarama.
You're saying that you're hearing music coming from where?
Down the road. It's just audible, but it is Bananarama's version of Venus.
Is it from like a person's house, or like where are you hearing this coming from? Can you get closer?
I can try here. Just gotta.
All right, yeah. Try to get closer to the house. We'll check back in with you in a.
All right.
Jen, I wanted to come to you in Jamestown. Sorry about that. We seem to be having some technical difficulties with this connection we have going on in California. But Jen, what's going on in your area right now?
Well, indeed, they are going around handing out pamphlets. I've gotten a little bit closer to try and see what's going on. And they are just going door to door. They want people to either join their, you know, their beliefs and go home with them and be their, you know, live amongst us peacefully, or we become their pets. Wait, oh, I got spotted. I have to run. Oh, no, I got to go.
With us, let's go back to Andrew, our correspondent by Lake Erie.
Yeah, let's go back to Andrew, our correspondent by Lake Erie. Have you learned any more about alienism?
Well, first of all, my newly slimed dog has been digging in the ground, except for the fact that everything she digs seems to melt as if it came into contact with a really strong acid. Anyway, about the alienism book, I did open it, and surprisingly, all the text is in English. Basically, what I've learned is that the basic belief that these gray aliens are following, or at least that's what I'm assuming because a gray alien gave the pamphlet to me, basically what I got from this is that they have a couple core beliefs, and that, first of all, eating candy corn supposedly gives them a righteous path through their version of heaven, and, I may have found an explanation for all of the animals going missing. It says in the alienism book that basically they have to abduct a certain number of animals to be accepted into some kind of group or cult or alien organization or something like that. It's very strange. It's very hard to understand. This pamphlet is it's a little bit vague.
Okay.
So basically, wait, what's this? Oh my, they're coming back out of the forest now. Oh God, I have to run.
All right, Andrew, stay with us. We don't want to lose you. You have quite a bit of information there. Let's check back in with Lori. Actually, hang on a second. Hang on, Lori. I'm getting a report that we do have breaking news from the White House that Trump is going to be addressing the situation. Remember, we had an intergalactic battle the other day. Comment on that. Let's go to the White House now. Give me 1 second. I want to plug into that feed, okay? Matt, we have Matt at the White House. Matt, go ahead. You can feed through to us now.
My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation. The essence of the American character is to explore new horizons and to tame new frontiers. But our destiny beyond the Earth is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security, so important for our military, so important, and people don't talk about it. When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space, so important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force, and we are going to have the space force.
So I want to bring in our government correspondent and military correspondent, Lori in Ellington. Lori, you heard the president talking about starting up a space force. How effective do you feel this is going to be to fight the solution?
I think it's a little late now. Obviously, by the lack of aircraft from any side, they now feel they own the skies and have no threat from us.
Okay, Lori, what's going on now where you're at?
Well, I've made my way down the road, and we have probably squad size. These are still reptilian aliens. There's about 15 of them. Seem to have been some highly misguided individuals, possibly by the beer cans, under the influence of a 30-pack, decided to take their 4x4 for a little ride. These two individuals are now on the ground on their knees and their hands. Would like to say the aliens, these particular aliens, their coloration of their skin is that much like a green anaconda. I can see their eyes are yellow, and they have vertical slits. Looks like just little slits for their nose as well, a pronounced brow ridge. And their mouth is very, very wide, similar, well, reptilian. They're also wearing these khaki greenish type of jumpsuits that only go to their knees and like three-quarter sleeves. They also, around their chest, have some sort of LVE type equipment, but it does have some lights on it. I see flashing. I don't know if it's a form of communication or a weapon system.
Okay, and Lori, we are hearing Venus in the background. Have you figured out what that's for?
Well, that's perplexing. The aliens are speaking. I've got a little closer now, and I don't think they're actually talking. I think it's the device that they're wearing, maybe simulating our speech to communicate. They could also
okay.
be some type of biometric device. But they are telling now the two individuals to crawl around and squeal like pigs.
Oh, well, that's interesting. All right, let's check in Florida again. I'm going to go back to our correspondent in Florida, Aaron, who's on the ground there. Aaron, what are you seeing and hearing now?
I got done running quite a bit, and right now they're just rounding up people in the various complexes, and it's not being friendly. So I'm trying to stay away and not get caught up in that.
Okay, Aaron, if you have the ability, try to approach one of them so we can get an interview with one of those extraterrestrials. I want to go to Jen back in Jamestown again. Jen, what's going on in Jamestown?
I am hiding in a building with squirrels. They have accumulated, and they're staring at me. I don't think they're going to like it that I'm here. Ow, ow! It just bit me. Okay, I did get a good look at these aliens. They're about 5 foot tall. They're grayish, ashy color. They have really big heads, almond, big, huge eyes. They're really skinny. And they don't have any clothing on. I mean, they don't have
any
armor. They have nothing.
And what do they seem to be doing?
They're just going around getting people. They're questioning people. Not all of them talk, though. I think it might be something to do with mind control, like they're talking through their minds. Does that make sense?
It does, yes. All right, let's bring in our correspondent by Lake Erie again, Andrew, who last we knew was running from these beasts. Andrew, are you with us still?
Yes, I am. Right now, I am hiding under a jungle gym-like structure. After the gray aliens started to run after me, more like float after me, I don't know, it was like something like that. Either way, they were fast, but I managed to escape. And unfortunately, I did drop the alienism pamphlet in the mud, and then it was blown up by the aliens. I guess they didn't want the secrets of their religions to be getting out. So, right now I am hiding. They're still out there looking for me. They seem to have pulled out some kind of weapon, like a ray gun. It's like a metallic ray gun, and it's got like a a line of light on the side, and all I know is that they're looking for me, and the guns appear to have some kind of a scope mechanism. At least that's what it appears to be. But anyway, right now I'm hiding from the aliens, and not much has been happening after that, so I'll try to avoid them as best as possible.
Okay, and Andrew, how's that nuclear dog that you had?
Well, the aliens took the dog back, too. I guess they realized it was a bad idea to give their genetic experiment back. So they reclaimed it, and they got a third alien, and they took it into the woods again. So now I am down two dogs. I no longer have dogs. And about the reptilian aliens, I haven't seen any of those recently. It's just been the grays as of right now. I don't know if these are the same ones that came out of the lake. It could be a possibility.
All right. Well, Andrew, stay on the line with us. I want to bring in our extraterrestrial firearms expert, Lori. Lori, that weapon that Andrew just described, would you say that that's similar to what you saw them using in the field during the intergalactic battle the other day?
No, it is not similar to that, but that was mostly what I saw was from the grays. It was appeared to be more like the Elder Wand from Harry Potter. But the reptilians I was observing, they do have far bigger, more traditional looking to us types of weaponry. They almost look like M60s.
All right, Lori, and another question. I know back in the 1920s you had the opportunity to do some infiltrating of genetic sites with these extraterrestrials down in Costa Rica. Do you have any opinion as to what may be going on with Andrew's dog? Why they're taking the dog, why they returned it covered in slime, why it burns acidic holes into the ground, and why they may have taken it back?
Well, I believe it was a form of genetic mutation accidentally imparted onto the poor little creature. Down in Costa Rica, we did not see anything, and it was in the 80s, not the 1920s. We have not invented time travel yet.
Okay. And I do want to bring in our correspondent from Florida. I know our correspondent from Florida traveled to the Koreas for a short period of time, including Vietnam, and is familiar with them eating dog there. I wonder if maybe he has an idea of perhaps what could be going on. Aaron, I want to bring you in. Any idea what could be going on with the dogs, why the extraterrestrials are taking dogs?
Why they're taking dogs, I don't know. They could be, I mean, in some cultures, they're considered a delicacy. Usually black lab or something like that, but
hang on. Aaron. I got to bring in and figure this out. Let's bring in our correspondent from Lake Erie. Andrew, what type of dog did the alien take?
Well, it was indeed a black lab, but it also had something else in it, but it was mostly a black lab. So what he said could possibly be valid, though I guess that doesn't explain the slime or the acidic holes in the ground.
Okay, I want to bring Lori in. Lori had the opportunity to do some research with interspecies breeding. Let's bring in Lori. Lori, I want to ask you about the black lab and the slime again. Our correspondent in Florida seems to feel that there's a possibility that they may be eating the dog or getting ready to eat the dog. What is your belief on that?
Well, dog is pretty good. Not that I would know. and they're quite tameable, quite loyal. I'm thinking the dogs may be more of a duality between food source and pet. You have a loyal creature that you can eat when hungry.
That makes sense. I mean, you raise them and have them as your best friend, man's best friend, and then if you get hungry, you eat it. It makes total sense. What's going on there now?
Right now, I decided to back away from the two individuals that are squealing like pigs crawling around on the ground still. And I am noticing a strange small herd of deer. They seem to have glowing red eyes, and they actually have fangs, a little foam coming from their mouth. I'm definitely getting inside
all right,
here.
Yeah.
I'm keeping
all right.
my pace.
Lori, I do want to check in, Rue. I do want to check in with our correspondent by Lake Erie. Our Lake Erie correspondent is also an expert on what were considered vampire deer at one point in time in the city of Jamestown, even though he now lives on Lake Erie. Andrew, I want to bring you back in. Andrew, I know that you do have some familiarity with vampire deer. What can you tell us?
Well, the creatures that were just described do sound almost identical to that of the vampire deer. You've got the glowing red eyes down and the fangs. They also have the vampire-like sharp, thin, needle-like teeth that they use to suck the blood out of their poor victims. So, yes, those could, in fact, be a species or maybe even a subspecies of vampire deer that she is seeing.
So you're thinking that they could indeed be extraterrestrial deer that we've been seeing all this time?
Yes, it could possibly be that vampire deer are not from this world. Yes.
Okay, so I just want to ask you now, what's going on your end? What are you seeing? What are you doing?
Well, right now I am frantically running through the woods, terrified for my life because the Greys found me under the gymnasium thingy-mabobber. And, yeah, right now I'm running for my life. They've got their ray guns out. They're shooting at me. They've got the, oh, God, they just vaporized that tree. Oh God. All right, I'm gonna have to leave for a little bit. I have to get away from these things.
Okay, yes, you be safe there. And by the gymnasium thingamabobber, I want to bring Aaron back in Florida. Aaron, what's going on in your area?
Well, I was in my search of like running around and also trying to get a interview with an alien, but not too close. I bumped into a neighbor who, her name's Sarah, and she can tell you her account with the alien.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I had an alien that tried to pick my locks and get in my house with his claws. And he looked very reptilian, but he also looked kind of translucent green, so he may have been sickish. And I think he was trying to get in to find a dog.
Oh my goodness, that's horrible. We do have our reporters saying that they are taking animals, so horrible situation. Let's check back in with Jen in Jamestown now. Jen, sorry we haven't talked to you in a while, but we did have some breaking news. I'm sure you've heard. What's going on in Jamestown?
Well, I've just started to venture back out. I've made friends with the squirrels, and I am following them around. They don't seem to be fazed by all this. So we're going around looking, and I'm not finding anything. There's nobody here. There's no animals. I don't even see them at the moment.
Okay, it's interesting that the squirrels would still be alive. I know that Andrew and by Lake Erie was talking about the seagulls disappearing and whatnot, and no cats anywhere. So they're not going after the squirrels.
Apparently not. I found them when I went into that building. I found a whole herd of them all hiding in there. At first, they were a little violent, trying to kick me out, but I gained their trust. I had a Reese's peanut butter cup in my pocket, and they seemed to have liked that and allowed me to stay with them.
That's fantastic. So anybody listening to us now, if you have peanut butter cups, keep them handy. You may need squirrel armies to protect you against the extraterrestrials. I want to go back to Lori. Back in the 1980s, Lori had the ability to actually be the commander of a squirrel army against an invaders of possums in the, was it Guatemala? I don't remember exactly where you were. But I do want to ask you.
That was Salvador. That was Salvador.
Salvador, okay, I apologize. So let me ask you, what could the significance of squirrels be? Why would they not be going after squirrels?
Well, you know how squirrels are. They can't pick a direction. It's kind of hard to lead them. My question is, when Jen was in there, I'm wondering, did Jen pick a direction, or was she running back and forth mindlessly?
We're going in zigzag patterns. I'm not sure where we're headed, but I'm staying with the squirrels.
Okay, so you're going about 5 foot a minute?
Yes.
Back to the possums. Ooh, possums. Those are vicious little creatures. They're half jaw and teeth. I'd rather take on a vampire deer than a mutant possum any day.
And I think that
to kill those things. We used to have to open up
now,
all those things.
The consensus now definitely is that the vampire deer are potentially extraterrestrial. So all the news reports we heard about deer in the city of Jamestown, apparently they were all extraterrestrials that entire time, and I'm not surprised. Lori, what's going on where you're at now? You said that they were going door to door.
Well, in the town, they appeared to be patrolling and going door to door. Most of the doors that I could see were open. I believe Ellington has been cleared out. I did get a report through the ham radio Finley Lake from Tom, TWF 686. He reported there were about two battalions in Finley Lake. So, I mean, we're talking this could be about 3,000 aliens. Although, he reported these were grays. And he did say they were going door to door and they were bringing people out into the street. Last report, everybody was still gathered in the town square. He did say that he believed the lake had been drained.
Wow, that's incredible. Let's check in with our correspondent by Lake Erie now to see if there's been any changes with the lake there. Andrew, are you safe? Are they still chasing you? And what's going on with the lake?
Well, it appears I fell off a cliff. And, well, I lost the alien, so that's a good thing. And it just so happens that I landed on a pile of incredibly deep sand, so I'm okay. About the lake, I don't think it is being drained in any way, though there are the normal amount of dead fish on the beach, so the aliens don't seem to be going after fish carcasses. So that's good. The lake doesn't seem to be being drained or anything, but like I said, I lost the aliens, and nothing really unusual other than what I've previously described.
Okay, excellent. I do want to bring, we were able to get back in touch with our correspondent from California. I do want to bring him back in. He still has Scott on the line hiding within a house. Go ahead.
You're here. Scott, stay quiet. Don't speak.
Seems like there's quite a thing. Somebody is now in that house, and he's pretty afraid. Let's bring in our correspondent from Ellington, Lori. Lori, what's the latest where you're at? Anything happening there as far as, you said they've pretty much cleared out Ellington. What do you see now?
Well, I want to remind people that my interaction 2 days ago with these things when I was waxing them, they are susceptible to full metal jacket bullets. So you can shoot these creatures. Not like the vampire deer. I've been in contact with Mike from Kyantone via the shortwave. Romeo 8, Juliet 69 is his call sign. He said killing them was like Fallujah. He said they used to shoot up with adrenaline before they attacked. You had to cut them down with a 50 caliber, literally cut them apart.
Well, I would think that these vampire deer could be taken out by a wooden stake-tipped bullet if you loaded that into a gun and fired it. But I want to check back in with our correspondent in Florida now. Aaron, what's going on where you're at?
Hi,
Okay. Well, so far I'm it was interesting to hear about vampire deer. We've had those in Florida forever, and they're kind of funny because they're really tiny, like, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 feet tall, as opposed to like a white tail up your way. And, yeah, beady little red eyes, and, you know, you really don't see them too much. Every once in a while you might find them, but apparently, you know, they have no problem feeding off the lizards and things that are running around Florida, and we have lots and lots of those.
Okay, anything else going on in your area?
We got lots and lots of empty doors. I've been trying to stay one step ahead of the game here, and so far it's not going too well because I keep running and traveling and they keep coming. So, oh God.
Okay, let's bring in.
They're coming through the door.
Let's bring in.
Shit, gotta go.
All right, let's bring in Jen now from Jamestown. Jen, last we knew, what's going on with you at the moment?
Right now, we're up in the trees. Looking
okay,
around.
Okay, you followed the squirrels?
Yeah. We're up in the trees. I don't really see too awful much going on. There's no animal other than the squirrels. There's no people. I don't see anything.
All right. Let's switch over to our Lake Erie correspondent who's currently back first in a sand dune. Let's bring in Andrew. Andrew, what's going on in the sand dune?
Sorry. I had to get that sand out of my mouth. I think I inhaled some of it when I landed. Anyway, nothing going on, but I did hear the description of the Florida zombie deer, and I can confirm that I don't think those are fully grown zombie deer. I think that they might be juvenile or maybe a different species altogether. They're a different species altogether, and oh my goodness, they're back. They're back. Oh my God, they're back. I gotta go.
All right, Lori, we're hearing apparently the aliens are getting closer and closer, coming after Aaron now in Florida and now Andrew in the middle of nowhere in a sand dune by Lake Erie. So you're seeing nothing there. What are your thoughts on what's going on?
I think they're systematically clearing out houses and collecting people to disseminate for some unknown reason at this time, other than we've been able to surmise pets or dinner. I do have to note that the vampire deer are sort of congregating around my house. I'm beginning to worry that they are working telepathically in conjunction with the reptilian aliens.
Okay, sorry about that. I was looking at another report. Who was working in conjunction with who?
The vampire alien deer, I believe, are working in conjunction with the reptilian aliens.
Oh, my goodness, that's horrifying. Okay, let's check back in with Aaron in Florida. Aaron, last we knew you were running for your life, screaming like a girl. What can you tell us now?
Well, I'm not sure what happened there. I jumped out the back window. I had to break the screen and, something they used, some kind of gas. I'm not sure what it was, but it definitely was not cool. So now I'm like running over to the other side of the complex and, it looks like I'm going to have to, you know, fight my way through like a big freaking brigade, whatever. I'm not sure what. I'm gonna have to find something to get through this. And I gotta go.
Okay, we'll channel the thoughts of the Iron Barbarian and see what you can do to plow through them on your way through. I want to bring in our correspondent back in by Lake Erie. Let's bring back Andrew. Andrew, what's going on where you're at?
Well, things are getting really scary out here. One of the crafts just it's like a saucer shaped one now. It's flying above me. Oh my god, a beam just came down on top of me. And oh my god, I'm being sucked up inside the beam right now. This is not good. The saucer thing, I think it's abducting me right now. I'm being lifted by the beam, and it's like moving around as it's pulling different things up, and oh god, it just picked up a cow. Just picked up another cow. Oh my god. Okay, this is not a joke. It just picked up a bunch of cows. You've got a brown cow, a black and white cow. I think that cow is gray, and that one's purple. It just picked up a bunch of cows, and oh my god, what's happening?
Andrew, are you with us? Andrew? Lori, I want to bring you in because I know you have experience with the beaming up of cattle livestock. It appears that Andrew was, a ship reappeared and Andrew was being beamed up into it, and cows as well. What are your thoughts?
Let's hope they're not going into a big meat grinder.
Yes, that would be terrible. Well, we lost Andrew, so he might have entered the meat grinder, so we'll have to try to see if we can check back
drums.
In with him.
Drums. It sounds like drums. Drums in the deep. Oh. They're coming. Shit. They're coming.
All right, Lori, try to fight them off. Try to get them. It looks like we lost Lori. Definitely lost Lori to Jen in Jamestown. Jen, as you can hear, it seems like people are being taken, including maybe some of our reporters. Are you still in the trees?
I am watching from the trees still. They have started bombing the building. So like with little rays that come shooting from their ships. I don't know if it's their way of trying to flush people out.
Okay, not sure. But I'm glad that you're not dealing with anything there or seeing anything there. That's good to hear. Let's go to Florida and see, you know, if there's anything else going on in Florida. Aaron, our correspondent in Florida, it seems that Lori just had to start shooting at one of these things, and that Andrew was beamed up into a craft that could have been attached to a meat grinder. What's going on in Florida?
Well, situation's not good. Just like Andrew, I just got surrounded by a beam. I mean, I had a chance to take out about, you know, 10 of them. It was quite the gauntlet. I got, you know, pink goo all over me. Apparently they bleed pink, and, you know, a couple guts and stuff. But now I'm being beamed up, and it's kind of light and fluffy at the moment. And there's a big opening, and there's a slight and a slight humming sound, and I'm not sure. Here we go.
We might have lost Aaron. We do have Lori from Ellington back on the line. Lori, we heard you shooting at these beasts when we lost you. What's going on now?
All right. Yeah, I'm here. We got him. I got him.
Lori. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I just took out about 15 of them. Good thing these people are not very good shots. I don't see any more, but I'm worried. This is going to bring a bunch more.
Okay, Lori, let's check back in with our Florida correspondent who we just heard screaming coming from him. Let's see what's going on there now.
¶¶
Okay, well, not sure what all that was. Let's bring in our alien linguistic expert, Lori from Ellington. Lori, what can you tell us about what we just heard on the other end of the Florida call?
That may have been him being eaten.
Oh, okay. That's a possibility. Oh, and speaking of eating, we better check in with our Brockton correspondent who was beamed up into what you thought may have been a meat grinder. All right, let's check in with Andrew now in Brockton. Let's see if we can get a hold of him. He was in the beam last.
Andrew, are you with us?
Yes. Yes, I am. After I was beamed up, they took the cows. They took all the cows, even the purple one, and then they dropped me into the lake. They, like, retracted the beam, and then I fell into the lake, and I had to swim back out. Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Oh, no.
Andrew? All right, I think we might have lost Andrew. Let's go to Jen in Jamestown. Jen, anything going on in Jamestown? I mean, it seems like people are being taken, and all we're hearing is this garbled noise. What's going on in Jamestown?
They are indeed trying to flush the extra people out that they could not find, and they are taking more people. And they have started making some of our people do the pig thing like they have in other places. I think they think it's funny.
Okay, Jen, can you tell us what you see right now from the tree? Jen, are you with us? Jen? I want to bring in our radio communications expert from Ellington, Lori. Lori, it seems that Aaron and Andrew and Jen, I don't know what's going on the other end of their lines, but it seems to be very jarbled noises I haven't ever heard before. What can you say might be going on?
Well, it may be interference. I mean, we got Brockton back, so, well, no, we didn't. We lost Brockton again, didn't we?
No, I think, hang on.
Scrambled.
Let's check back in with Brockton. Give me a second. Let's check back in with Brockton and see if we have anything going on for Brockton. One moment. No, sounds like the same thing in Brockton. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Let's hope it's just jamming of our signals, maybe individuals caught in the beams or in close proximity.
All right.
To.
Well, we're out of time now. We thank you for tuning in again. We learned what we could learn. Not really sure what to tell you, though. Not sure really what's going on. Got jarbled language coming from all the lines. But we thank you for tuning in to Alien Invasion News on behalf of all the reporters that may be alive or not alive or wood chippered or not. Have a great night.